عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: من نفس عن مسلم كربة من كرب الدنيا نفس الله عنه كربة من كرب يوم القيامة، ومن يسر على معسر يسر الله عليه في الدنيا والآخرة، ومن ستر مسلما ستره الله في الدنيا والآخرة. والله في عون العبد ما كان العبد في عون أخيه، ومن سلك طريقا يلتمس فيه علما سهل الله له به طريقا إلى الجنة. وما اجتمع قوم في بيت من بيوت الله يتلون كتاب الله ويتدارسونه بينهم إلا نزلت عليهم السكينة وغشيتهم الرحمة وحفتهم الملائكة وذكرهم الله فيمن عنده. ومن بطأ به عمله لم يسرع به نسبه. رواه مسلم بهذا اللفظ.
On the authority of Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Prophet, may the blessings and peace of Allah be upon him, said, Whosoever removes a worldly grief from a believer, Allah will remove from him one of the griefs of the Day of Judgment. Whosoever alleviates the lot of a needy person, Allah will alleviate hate lot in this world and the next. Whosoever shields a Muslim, Allah will shield him this world and the next. Allah will aid a servant of his, so long as the servant aids his brother. Whosoever follows a path to seek knowledge therein, Allah will make easy for him a path to paradise. No people gather together in one of the houses of Allah, reciting the book of Allah and studying it among themselves, without tranquility descending upon them, mercy enveloping them, the angels surrounding them, and Allah making mention of them amongst those who are with him. Whosoever is slowed down by his actions will not be hastened forward by his lineage. It was related by Muslim in these words. We learn from this hadith: 1. Removing worldly griefs from others is one of the best deeds. 2. It is desirable to conceal the sinful mistakes or acts of others. 3. Following a path to seek knowledge therein is recommended. 4. Stressing the importance of unity among Muslims and encouraging them to assemble in the mosque to recite the glorious Quran and study it together. 5. Enjoining the people to extend hands of love and prosperity and to exhort to each other mutual consultation and advice. 6. An obedient black Muslim is better than a white Muslim who is disobedient.